Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Two men in the house.
Yeah,
sorry.
Two mats in the...
I was like at the end of a yacht.
This Korean house.
Yeah, well...
We do be in a house.
That is true. I was watching Orlando Brown videos.
Oh, yeah, dude, he's down bad. In 4K.
Apparently he's better. He's like, I think... I don't know if it's actually him.
Do you remember that?
Like
the guy from That's So Raven?
The fucking... Yeah, Bobby? Orlando Bloom?
No, Orlando Brown.
Isn't that the motherfucker you were going to call yesterday?
Orlando Bloom.
They're the same fucking people.
No,
they're very different.
Orlando Bloom is from Pirates of the Caribbean, and he played an elf in Lord of the Rings.
I'm not versed in my fucking white people.
Orlando Brown is from That's So Raven. He's Eddie.
Yeah.
And he got like a big like meth addiction. And there's just videos of him like running around with no shoes on in Vegas, and someone's like, "Get out of my fucking yard." And he's just like running around, like tweaking out of his mind.
I like the clip of him where it's they ask him about Raven. Is because she gave me a little, and then she, then I gave her a little. And it's just like, what?
You think they did, bro?
What?
You think they did?
I don't know,
bro. You think Corey ever got any pussy?
Why isn't Raven saying anything about it?
She saw into the future, and she was like, he's gonna be addicted
to
crack.
Big cock.
Yeah,
I'm hopping in, boys.
Oh yeah.
I need to feel this in the present.
I haven't seen the dad from Corey in the House in a while.
The dad?
Yeah.
Rondell Sheridan?
Yeah.
I know his name. Because I have an autograph from him. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it for Jackson as a gift. And it just said, it's like to Carrie. Thanks for the lift. Rondell.
Arigato.
It's awesome, dude.
What is he doing? I'm gonna look at
probably nothing,
IMDb.
Man. He probably, you know, well, he was the chef for the president.
That is true.
What?
He might still be
in the show in real life.
In the show.
Oh. Doesn't he just eat McDonald's? Is that just me?
Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Biden's probably drinking some good kush.
Joe Biden's probably on like five Adderall every day.
He's probably talking to Jeffrey Epstein through the fucking telepathy.
Definitely, dude.
Absolutely.
You know, he's like he's getting him from the other side. They got this kind of like soul connected bond.
If I see in the future Obama's gonna be reelected for a third term.
That's possible.
And then the riots will stop.
It would bring peace to America.
Being these nuts to America.
Dude. All right, man. Yeah, hey, man, that's a zinger right there. That's it, man. That's it. We got two mad in the house, though.
We got Corey.
Yeah, we got episode 242, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. And
put that shit in.
What?
Fucking please put that shit in.
What? What shit?
All the fucking appendages.
Oh, it's all gonna be. Yeah. It's all gonna be. All right, we're starting
officially now.
No, it's already started.
This is just us in, like, saying hey to everyone,
what
like breaking.
We're saying hello.
Oh,
we're like
introduce us
talking to the audience.
Ahead. So I'm too mad.
What are you mad about?
I'm mad about literally the universe.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
My real name is Muday Sadiq. Okay, that's what you find if you Google me. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I used to play a lot of CSGO, and I used to like make videos where I get this soundboard and I would like spam at people in jailbreak and I get banned by the admin. And that's me.
Do you do CSGO videos?
I used to fucking make some banger CSGO videos, dude.
Is that what you first got like big for?
I fucking popped off on Reddit with that shit.
With those CSGO vids, dude, I fucking suck at CSGO.
Were you doing like compilations and stuff, or were you doing a bit of trolling?
He was doing a little bit of trolling.
A little bit of trolling.
I mean, I was making some videos where from my recollection, it's like me with an op and I shoot at somebody. No, it's with, rewind that bitch back.
No, we're keeping that in.
M4A1S? I was fucking holding it. I was in a hallway or some shit. It's like, this is old ass CSGO, by the way. Old ass, not even like the fucking new ones. CSGO, it's like 1.6, like fucked up. I shoot around a dude and the bullets just completely miss him. It like outlines the motherfucker and then I die. It goes black and white and then it fucking respawn, get an op. I jump outside and I shoot some fucker through a wall. I think this is what happens. And then after I shoot the motherfucker, I'm like, da 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 da. And then I get fucking killed and it's like, oh. And then the fucking dude who killed me, that his avatar pops up and it zooms in on the avatar because it's like some fucking Indian dude.
Dude, I actually don't even need to watch the video because I just like you that just was, I just thing. Got the whole
you
thing.
But there's
the
like a whole element to it that you don't see. You know what I mean? Like, I can describe it to you, but it's like, dude, there's this zest to it. There's this
a little pizzazz, yeah. It's like
come
in videos, man. You gotta have that extra little you gotta do that YouTube editing with really fast zooms in on everything and a lot of sound effects.
Yeah, a lot of fucking jizz. Yeah, fucking. That's what I used to do. I used to take this. I call Asian people. I call them up on the phone and I say, "Hello, Asian." Fuck Eric.
Dude, how blazed are you right now?
I smoke like a pretty. I didn't even
have,
nowadays.
You didn't even have that much to drink yet.
Well, I saw him puffing on that little
pin. Puffing.
So
I've been poofing about a poof right now. I poof this bitch.
Apparently,
up. That's
a bad word in Australia.
Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it is.
Poof or puff.
Puff.
Puff or poof.
Jigglypuff. That's in video game. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Jigglypuff.
Hey, it's not a bad word in America, so I could say it all I want.
Yeah, fuck off, Australia, with your weird ass words.
They got some weird slang. How did you like Australia? You went
Australia,
for cold ones.
Dude, I went to cold ones, and then Chad fucking got his dick out. And
oh, yeah, but same thing happened to us.
Yeah, I was pissing in the sink once, nice. And we're in the Airbnb. This I first met him. He had a hospital wrist strap that said, "I have AIDS." So then I'm in the washroom, I'm pissing in the sink, right? Because I can't be fucked to use the toilet. Toilet do be kind of hard to use.
I love pissing in the sink.
Oh, absolutely. I advocate for
it's liberating
to do that shit. I'm pissing in the sink, and then fucking Max and Chad, they open the door, and they're like, "Nice cock."
Look, I got, dude, I pissed in the sink last night. I took a picture of myself pissing in the sink last night. Because it was,
Matt,
it,
be like, "Yo, can you put that on Twitter real quick?"
No, I'm not putting
Chad
that on Twitter.
Would. If you put your dick on Twitter
right Chad,
now.
Yeah, well, Chad, I'm not Chad.
If you put your dick on Twitter right now, I will put my dick on Twitter.
Ryan, that means you have to also.
I'm not putting my dick on Twitter.
I am not ever putting
right,
my dick on Twitter.
Dude, it's 2021.
Dude, Chad, I don't want to roast on Chad, but he's
I think
got a
my
small
mom,
penis.
I think my mom's
small
put my dick moment. On Twitter.
Your mom did. She put that baby picture of you. So your mom technically leaked his dick pics.
Yep. Oh, shit. That means there's dick pics of me, too, I think.
Are there pictures
when
of you
naked?
When
I came out white.
Really? I mean, they just kind of like.
Why didn't you stay white?
They adjusted the settings.
Yeah, they adjusted me. It was a character customization.
That's a damn shame.
They're
dude,
random.
You're the first black dude on the podcast.
There's no way.
Pretty awesome, right?
Are you being serious? There's a chance that's fucking true. In this society today.
You say it's a chance. You say it's a chance. It's a high chance.
What is the fucking. Are you for real?
I think so, yeah.
Where in the nigga's at?
Hey, man, but it's good to have you here.
Just this one time, you know? They say when you go black, you never go back.
Well, actually, for all future episodes, we were just going to do blackface. Is that cool? Oh, what's up, Jackson?
Who's giving you this?
That's, speak of the devil.
Oh, shit. That do be a bottle of something.
It's Hennessy, dude.
Hennessy be like?
You want some Hennessy?
Oh my
I'll
God.
Take the Hennessy if you hit up my boy Morgan Freeman. He's black, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's black, right? Is Morgan Freeman
so
black?
Next episode, get him.
Samuel Jackson. Is he a Mexican fella?
What do you want me to do?
What you want me to open
what
fella? Do you want me to do?
Do you want me to open it?
I don't fucking know. You gave it to me. I don't know what he wanted me to do. It. You were the one who
I gave you. You wanted Hennessy.
Jackson! What the fuck you bring that shit for?
Yeah, that actually feels kind of racially motivated.
What the fucking... Okay, dude. Hand the black guy the Hennessy.
Yeah, that's kind of what that felt like.
Rest in peace, my...
That's some cognac.
Do you like Hennessy? I hate Hennessy. I hate cognac. I don't like brandy or any of that shit. Cognac?
Cognac, bro.
I feel like I'm at the end of my rope holding this.
Rope
what do you mean by that?
It's so small. I feel like people all the time just go dunk and go. Goo, 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 goo.
Oh yeah, dude. That's some shoe nice shit. Like just chugging a whole bottle of Hennessy.
Oh, shoe nice. If you had a camera, I'd shoe nice.
We have a. I got a video from Shoe Nice for Ryan.
Oh.
Because Ryan was having a hard time fasting during Ramadan, so I got Shoe Nice to give him.
You Muslim?
Huh?
You Muslim?
What is that to you?
Are you Muslim? You fasted from Ramadan, you gotta be Muslim, right?
I feel like you're coming at me about something.
You're kind of attacking him right now.
I grew up Muslim.
I didn't ask you.
What's your question then?
You're getting a little too personal, dude.
I'm confused.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Man, this is like uncomfortable.
There's a separation of religion and podcast.
Yeah, he is. He's Middle Eastern.
Are you Muslim?
Dude,
you're really going too far
said,
now.
Did we not just go through this?
We did, and he's just not getting it. Something's not clicking.
Wait, like not allowed on the podcast?
I'm just doing a bit.
No, we're just fucking with you, man. It's creating a really uncomfortable moment for you.
Fucking, yeah, my brain is on like swole mode right now.
I grew up a little Christian boy.
Yeah, we both grew up super fucking Christian. You grew up Muslim?
I grew up Muslim.
How was that?
How was it?
So you're not Muslim?
No.
The fuck?
He's Palestinian, though.
You didn't fucking fast Ramadan?
No.
That's haram.
You know what I did?
That is haram.
I dunked some bread in some grape juice and ate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that in Islam?
Sounds awesome.
Went to Sunday school, went to like concerts and put my hand in the air. And
I did too. I was always
the spirit
like doing
working
this.
Through me.
I cried a couple times doing this because like they'd be playing that Christian music and I had both my hands up and I'd be like,
oh, Jesus, Lord.
I could feel him.
Stars.
I could feel him touching me.
You could feel him?
Yeah, I could feel
that
Jesus.
That was the priest.
Yeah, that actually might have
That's
just
why
been
they move
priest.
Him around so much. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, that is actually why they move
around.
Why
they're around
always
shifting. Yeah. They're like, they're always. I like to think like they move around just really fast, like just like.
Like they have like an actual schedule where it's like, well, we're going to have to move them anyway, so we might as well plan it out.
Well, we got these kids this week and I got to move next week. So do you think that Pope Francis is a.
I don't know, but.
We talked about.
Rapist?
We talked about Catholic pedophiles.
He's a good one. He's okay.
Yeah, he's like the only
is
good
he okay?
pope. From what I've seen, he's a progressive pope. He works for progressive.
I mean, okay. Twitlonger's out there. He knows about it. He's not that old. He's fucking. He's careful.
Yeah, man. He someone like canceling the pope on TikTok. Like one of those people where they like have the thing where it's like
right
I'm tired of being silent. They're like,
I'll fucking do it right now.
Is the pope just always going to be like an ancient dude? Is
it's
that
gotta
like
be.
The thing? Like, how is there an age limit for the pope?
How do you get selected as the pope? Do you just have to be really close to God?
Sheesh.
Guys, I was molested by the Pope.
Dude, are you serious?
Please cancel
are you making a TikTok right now?
Yes.
I think he's creating content.
Dude, always creating content. He came in vlogging.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it actually scared me. I walked down the hall and then I realized I was on camera.
Guys,
and I looked
I
really
was
bad.
Molested
so I
by the Pope.
I turned around and ran.
Please cancel.
I was out in the patio and I are we back?
All right, done.
Dude, he was making content, bro.
He was
it's
making
part of the
content.
Podcast.
Bro, you want some?
I'm bidding.
You're bidding?
I'm bidding.
What are you bidding on?
I'm bidding.
Bidding?
Yeah.
What is that
it's
slang?
Like a fucking
what?
Bit.
Bit?
Motherfucker.
Oh, like Bitcoin?
No, not like Bitcoin. Like camera bit.
Camera
like
bit
rates.
Voice bit.
What?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Going by the camera bits.
We're just fucking with you, man. It's really fun just confusing you on the podcast. We have guests
on. I'm 20 years old. I'm seeing like demons right now.
That might just be the schizophrenia mixed with the drugs.
Maybe something like that. Maybe it's like a psychosis. I'm on fucking ADHD meds.
Are you? What are you on right now?
Dexedrine. 10 milligram daily dose.
I have never even heard of Dexedrine. That sounds intense.
Generic Adderall.
Is it fun though?
It's not necessarily fun. It more like it's like essential to function.
It makes. Oh, do you need like Adderall to function on a day to day? Because Adderall is. I
tell you what, I don't need it, but it's probably a lot better if I use it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just be like, bruh, moment all day, just like, hello, I'm bruh. Thinking of literally the world.
It's so so bad for you though, Adderall. It's awful for you. It's
yeah,
gonna make your heart
ass.
Explode.
Dexedrine's better though. It's a bit better. It's still a fucking gay shit stimulant, but there's a fucking non-stimulant that exists.
Yeah, I take modafinil for narcolepsy.
Bruh,
is that
not a stimulant?
It is a stimulant, but it's not an amphetamine. So it's non-habit forming too. So it's like when I take Adderall, I really, really like afterwards feel just like shit.
Yeah.
Like coming down from Adderall, I feel like I got hit by a train and my body's like, why did you just did meth essentially. It's only one molecule different from meth. Adderall.
It's hard to like come back after doing it. Like you have to. It's almost like coming back from like overseas, like travel or something.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of feels like jet lag.
Yeah, you have to like get back into like the rhythm of things because I usually don't sleep at all.
Oh, when I take Adderall, I will like literally stay up all night. So even if I take it at like noon, like yeah. I'll be up at like 6 a.m. because it just. It's not even that I'm like energetic. I just am not sleepy. I'm not tired, which is exactly what I need. Instead of Adderall, just try meth. What?
Can you get prescribed modafinil? I'm not doing meth.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get prescribed it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Because it is used for ADHD, but
FDA approved.
It is.
Bro. It's like a
my nigga, my doctor said it's not.
Modafinil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's FDA approved.
Bruh.
It's for mainly for narcolepsy.
So it's better,
but it increases focus. And
narcolepsy means you cannot sleep or you can sleep.
I can sleep.
Okay, I'd be fucking falling asleep like a motherfucker.
Narcolepsy means that my body randomly, they don't even know how it works. Like,
just I'm a head out moments.
Yeah, exactly. My body's like, all right, bro, I'm a head out like throughout the day. But
penis.
I actually need to go take it. I forgot to take it.
Oh, should you go take it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you guys hold down the fort?
Yeah, we'll hold down the fort. We'll talk about Fortnite and Call of Duty.
I'll teach you fucking halal fucking moments.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Brian, you've been studying for the SAT a lot lately, right?
Oh, it's super hard. And, you know, it's...
It's okay.
I just always found it hard to get in a routine of getting my big brain in check. Finding days where I feel good to study or just where I'm on it. You know? Answering those questions bit bop bop.
I know, man. And I know you love standardized testing, so when you're studying for the SAT, I mean, you want to do good, but you have a hard time sometimes just studying
just
well.
Just planning out my study routine.
But luckily, there's Blueprint. Ryan did it, and that's why you've got to try Blueprint. Blueprint's test prep delivers life-changing score increases. On average, their students receive 11-point increases for the LSAT for you future lawyers and 13% increases for the MCAT for you future doctors. Yeah, that's a big deal.
It makes the boring interesting. Here's a shocking thing they've learned over the years. When you're bored, you don't retain information very well. Blueprint was founded on the idea that test prep can actually be entertaining and effective.
Here's how they do it. They use unique animations and memorable graphics plus humorous pop cultural references to make your experience engaging and enjoyable. Now you can...
Susie might ask, what are those? When there are only 3 apples left in the basket.
They also have the only dynamic study plan tool that creates your personalized study plan at the click of a button. Your plan will outline exactly what to study when, evolve with your busy schedule, and sync to your phone so you stay on track. And they are elite instructors. Plus, they only hire the best instructors and tutors. To teach for Blueprint, you must score in the 98th percentile or higher on an actual exam. They turn down over 90% of people who apply to teach for them, so you know you're only getting the best of the best instructors. They turn me down.
They also provide personal analytics. After each practice test, the amazing analytics will help you quickly diagnose the underlying patterns of what you got wrong and why to help you improve faster. And the numbers don't lie. Blueprint has helped over 50,000 LSAT students and 60,000 MCAT students improve their scores. With a 4.8 Trustpilot score, you know you can trust them. Even if you're not taking one of these tests, make sure to let your friends and family know about Blueprint. It'll change their future for the better.
See, I don't have to take the MCAT, but I do have a cousin who is, and I recommended Blueprint to them. They tried it out, and now their test score is 100 points higher. Not actually 100 points. It works. Now listen to this incredible contest going on right now to win $20,000 towards your law school tuition. Just head to their site and enter win. Plus, Blueprint has an exclusive offer just for Super Megacast listeners. Blueprint rarely offers discounts this big, but for the first 100 listeners of the show who go to blueprintprep.com and use promo code SUPERMEGA, they will get 20% off. That's over $200 off your LSAT or MCAT class if you go to blueprintprep.com and use our promo code SUPERMEGA.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Dude, I love Halal Guys.
That's a huge
Halal Guys is great. Have you had Halal Guys?
Is that food?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Mecca in the fucking Muslim book. What the fuck is it called?
Quran? What do you mean? You grew up Muslim and you just said, you asked
I'm not anymore. I left.
Yeah, but that's like, ah, man, what's the Christian book?
The Bible?
The Bible.
Bible? Biblioteca.
The biblioteca. What the fuck? That's like a fucking Israeli word for dancing.
It's Torah.
No, it means library in Spanish.
Fuck off.
Biblioteca?
Biblio these nuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah, biblio out this bitch, motherfucker.
So teach me something.
All right, so there's four times a day where you fucking pray. You get a carpet, and then there's this script that in Arabic that you fucking
need. Yeah, you have to face a certain direction.
Oh, fuck off. I thought you weren't Muslim.
Well, I think this is a generalized thing. Like, people know about communion. People know about, like, the Jesus on a cross.
But
I think I know the fundamental.
Call a Muslim and not know what the Quran is.
I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to teach you if you want
me
to teach it.
I was like, teach me something. And he's like, yeah, we pray. We get a carpet out. I'm like, and then I'm just like, yeah, and you have to face a certain direction. He's like, what? I thought you were Muslim. And I'm like, this is like general knowledge stuff.
Give me the hard hitting cum, brother.
Oh.
I would think so. I feel like even like right wing people use that as like a series for jokes. They're filthy little jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Crowder, you dirty boy. I would like to see a boxing match between Steven Crowder and Two Mad.
You know what it's like?
That'd be sick.
When you pull out your...
Would you do it?
What?
Would you do a boxing
Steven
match?
Steven Crowder and Two Mad?
Yeah.
Steven Crowder is a fucking epic YouTuber. I like his bread. He do be breading up.
He looks like the big brother of David Dobrik.
Okay, dude.
The doesn't he?
That's my boy.
Yeah, you're like, talking about.
They're like, fucker. They're kind of cheeks in their nose. Coach. They're like Santa Claus nose.
You like Steven Crowder?
I'm actually kind of interested in like philosophy.
Yeah, he's a great one for philosophy.
I'm not sure I would go to Steven Crowder for philosophy.
This is how I connected. No. This is how I connected. My brain is spitting out straight facts. It's like there's Steven Crowder, and I'm remembering this conversation with a friend who's really into philosophy. I was like, if you were to do what Steven Crowder does, you know, you'd do great because you're very good at rhetoric and talking, communication, and news. He's very like nuanced fucking guy, very fucking whatever the fuck. So yeah, he do.
You know, Steven, he's really racist, right?
Wait. He's Steven like Crowder. Steven Crowder is nuanced, or your friend is nuanced.
Steven Crowder is like okay.
Is he nuanced?
Steven Crowder is not nuanced.
The thing I know, this is all I know about Steven Crowder. Okay, is he goes to fucking campuses and he fucking shits on fucking children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's from Canada.
Is he from Canada?
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking Canadian.
He's a Canadian.
No, he's not, motherfucker.
What do you mean?
He's American.
He's Canadian.
He's American.
He's a Canadian idol.
Dude, you're okay, dude.
He came from Canada.
Fuck off.
His one of his bigger talking points is like long lines are dumb. And that's why we need
Hey Siri.
What?
Where's Steven Crowder from?
I love the long line argument. It's like, well,
Steven Crowder was born in Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Why does he say Canada then?
Whoa, dude.
He doesn't say Canada.
He does. There's several occasions. Hold up.
Yo, Ryan just got caught in 4K.
Fucking 8K right here, my boy.
16K, man.
American Canadian commentator. Conservative political, he hosts. Where
You're
did
not going to
Where was
me.
He?
No, Siri doesn't lie.
Oh, he has a citizenship in Canada.
Oh.
For what?
Well, he's a jackass.
Just to be Canadian?
I don't know. He lived there for a while, I guess.
There's no fucking...
Dude, do you ever get louder with Crowder? I watched a Christian movie that he... Ryan made me watch this Christian movie where he played... Steven Crowder was in it, and he played like a high school jock. And he looks like he's like 40 years old, like muscular and stuff.
We should watch that.
What was it called, Ryan?
Jimmy, pull that up.
What?
What was the movie that you made me watch?
How to Save a Life?
The Christian, yeah. About the kid that comes to school, the black kid's the one that comes to school with the gun, and then
but he saves a Mexican kid in the end, right? Or was it like a Filipino?
No, it's like the main character's the white guy that like saves the.
I can't remember that much about the movie. Who was the? But there was another like emo kid that the white boy saves.
Yeah, I think he was like Filipino or something.
Yeah,
a cute little Filipino boy. Dude, you know what? Yesterday I was driving and
saw a cute little Filipino boy.
I swear to God, I saw the guy from Bruno that plays the pygmy like his little boyfriend. Yeah. I swear I saw him on the side of the road and I was like, holy, that looks just like him. And he was short and
should have honked at him and picked him up.
I thought about it. I was swinging around, let him get in and say, I'll give you a ride wherever you need to go. Yeah, actually, I also got a cameo for Ryan from Chris Hansen, but I never posted it.
That's true.
You do not smoke a mid.
All for free, McGee 69.
That's supposed to mean.
No, that's a compliment. Ryan doesn't smoke mid.
Smoke home.
Is it a compliment?
Home. Yeah. Mid's not good. It's mid. You don't ever want to be accused of smoking mid.
Yeah, it's mid.
That's embarrassing as fuck.
See, I'm not caught up on the latest.
Well, you want to smoke high.
Ryan, as a stoner, you should know about mid.
I got some fucking high if you want.
Is that high?
This is high.
What is it?
Fuck you.
You offered it.
Is it cannabis?
I put my hand towards him and then I pulled it back. Huh?
That's just so rude, honestly. That's just fucking.
Did I fucking yanked it back?
I can't trust you after that.
I
have trust issues.
It takes a long time to build trust with Ryan, and if you fuck that up.
Every YouTuber would be like, I have zero Bobucks, dude.
Dude. Oh shit, I haven't checked my Roblox stuff.
See how that's going.
I haven't checked it since I bought it. I bought it the day.
Did you make sure to get Roblox stock?
You want this?
What? Thank you.
I should've pulled it back.
What type of weed is it?
He was very aggressive this time with handing it.
I saw that. Yeah.
I feel like you're like, I have to break. Yeah, like jerked it in my face. It was very
He jerked it in
very
your face.
Assertive. And I respect that.
You jerk off.
You just jerked it right
jerk
in my
off
face.
Motion. You jerk feet.
Is there no button or is it just like pull?
Just fucking.
Man, I love how some of you guys signed super mega up for all these political emailing lists. Like, we just got one from Rand Paul that says, throw away your masks and burn your vaccine passport. That's the subject. Oh, no. What was I looking up?
Ron Paul's age.
No, I was not looking up RuPaul's age.
Ron Paul.
RuPaul. Ron, they're the same person.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, RuPaul and Ron Paul, the same fucking person.
Oh, Ron Paul's the fucking, the bald head looking ass.
No, Ron Paul's the drag race one. RuPaul's the politician.
No, vote for Ron Paul.
Vote for RuPaul.
Yeah, I vote for RuPaul.
RuPaul's the other bald motherfucker.
RuPaul's not bald, man. He's a great politician. Huh? Can I try that?
You want to try some sweets?
Yeah, I'll try some of these cookies.
Yeah, the gaming.
I'm about to game right now. I'm actually gaming.
We should get cookies.
Like, actually, like, cookies from McDonald's? Like, milk and cookies?
Fuck, about to order some, dude.
We can order some cookies right now on Postmates. That's the great thing about L.A., man. You can just be like...
Which mic is the one that's plugged in?
That one on the right. Yeah, mics is...
This was...
No, they're both
this
actually
one was,
on.
This one was near my mouth. This one was off to the side.
Oh, wait, tap that one.
This one?
Is that the one that's recording?
It's the left.
Tap the other one. It's
that one.
Okay. Is
this one?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Jeez. I'm just screaming into it, man. Dude, you're not drinking your drink I made you.
I thought you said you liked it.
I don't fucking...
You want me to put some Hennessy in?
You said it tasted like Kool-Aid. It
tastes like fucking alcohol. And yeah, it does taste...
No
like,
shit.
Just give me the Kool-Aid. I'm already fucking on some good kush. Kush is all I need.
You're on that good kush and alcohol,
I wake and bake and I'm just like, I don't need shit.
Do you wake and bake? I hate waking and baking. Just because I already have such a hard time waking up, it's like that. Aww. That just puts me back to bed.
You do be sleeping.
I do be sleeping. I was late to work today because I slept through my alarm. Well, I woke up, my alarm, and then I hit snooze, and then I just didn't wake up
again. Max said these nuts.
So I apologize for that. Dude, Max texted you?
I was
going to
be late, too. I was going to say, fuck this.
You should
have. I was about to be like an
LA. Why would you do that, man? You can't say those words.
I would have been rolling on the floor laughing if you did that.
Dude, we would have been like, dude, he got us. That was fucking awesome, man. That was awesome. Can I taste this drink that I made for you so kindly with a little umbrella and a maraschino cherry inside?
I would never say no.
You did put an umbrella in that, too.
He do be putting up.
I would never hurt a child.
So does it taste like Kool-Aid?
It had Kool-Aid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I just like the smoke and mirror world? Like fucking.
Well, I mean.
Is it not Kool-Aid? It was Kool-Aid.
No, what?
Huh?
No, it's grenadine.
So this is a hologram, right?
What?
We're in the holographic world?
Life? Yes.
So that's lit. And you guys are just fucking with me, right?
What?
Where's your gun?
What are you fucking talking about,
dude? Grab this Hennessy and I'm going to fucking bust out of here.
Better not bust out of here.
You want to get the gun and the Hennessy and run down the street with it?
Is Halal Guys on fucking Ubers? Dude,
yeah.
Are you looking to get Halal Guys?
I'm looking to fucking eat something.
Dave, what are the odds that you have to go next door to our neighbor's house completely naked with a bottle of Hennessy and that gun?
And ring their ring.
Did you actually just say that to me?
Yeah. Why? What's...
With a gun?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, dude.
I have this switch in my brain that says I must do everything, every challenge.
Do not do this because this will also be bad.
But it was, and I was just, and I just had like this moment where I was just so shocked with the fact that you said that. It was like there's no way you would say that if this was the real world, because that gun will kill me, dog.
It's not a real gun. It's a prop gun.
The police
and every time I
police don't give
true.
A fuck.
That's true. The police actually. If
but you're Canadian, so they.
Yeah, yeah, dude. You're Canadian.
Okay. Let me hit out.
It's
fuckhead.
The gun's awesome, though. If you, a
we're
cop
going outside with a gun. Phil, man.
Let's do it. We're going outside with a gun.
You're fucking agreeing?
We're going outside with a gun.
He's agreeing.
No, we're not. Stop.
We can go in the back out. We can go in the back with a gun.
Yes, we fucking are.
Dude, we go out. No, we're not.
You're not going outside
with a gun. That's literally how the cops show up and shoot you on sight.
And then the landlord's going to be like, okay. Why were cops called about a firearm?
You didn't even
warn us about a firearm.
You moved your hand. Start filming this.
We're not
No. No, this is not
give
good.
My phone.
This is bad. No, we're not doing
not,
this.
No, you're not.
Legit, no.
Where's the gun, Jackson?
Legit, no. That's how you get shot, dude.
Where's the gun?
Nowhere.
I think I hit it. If he walks outside with the prop gun, that's literally just how you
that's
get
how you
shot.
Get someone. That's how our old neighbors will call the police.
Our old neighbors will call the police when they see him, and then
they get a call.
Our old neighbors will be scared. First of all, there's a black man in the neighborhood
with a firearm,
and then they,
and then he's gonna have the firearm when the police show up, and it's
wait.
The thing is,
no, don't film outside. You'll dox us.
It's actually a real gun, just repurposed to be an airsoft gun,
right?
So it looks like a real.
Oh, it's an officially licensed Glock. It's like an official Glock.
Yes.
And there is no, like, you could, it's heavy. You could not, like, if you pulled that out on me,
is he still looking for it?
I don't, Jackson,
yeah.
Don't let him have the gun.
He has it.
Is he outside with the gun right now?
Good work, bitch.
How was it?
It was epic. I didn't even fucking go outside. Oh, The Nether Realm
was
blocked. Do not edit that bit out. Dude, I'm not editing that out, man, but you actually...
After you left, Ryan and I just looked at each other and we were like...
You fuckers are fucking... You trust me way too much, dude.
It's not that we... No, I think it's the exact opposite.
It's the opposite.
You're reading this completely wrong.
If I brought that cocaine...
What cocaine?
Why would you bring cocaine?
Went outside.
What do you mean that cocaine? You act as if you've mentioned the cocaine.
What the fuck did you mean I'm reading something wrong? I can read.
No, I'm not... Never mind.
Dude, reading do be epic.
People are actually going to read this as... Whoa, this is a heated episode. Are you still trying to order food?
No, Katerino sexed me. She said, I respect you.
That's I love when I get a sex paired with the message, I respect you.
I said, I respect D's.
Ooh.
Let's go, dude. We're friends. We fucking talk about music and shit.
Katerino?
Yeah.
Nice.
Comedy even.
Shit. You think she appreciates that?
My friend's asking me, hey, when's the podcast that you're doing? I said, right now.
Exactly right now.
Right? And that next
as we speak.
Yeah, right in the middle of the
fucking. So, like, you'll go back in those messages and you'll see, like, you'll be like, wow, I was sitting here in this room, in this
heated episode.
Comfortable room.
Comfortable.
I'd say it feels comfortable. Maybe we need some plants in here.
Yeah, honestly.
Should I go fetch some plants?
Oh, we should get
Would
a
that
bunch.
Make you feel more comfortable?
Hey, how about we get a bunch of real plants?
Dude, you got little Pete's, dude.
Dude, nice little Pete's, bro.
The fuck? My toesies?
Your toesy woesies?
Or my fucking socks?
Your little piggies?
Dude, that shit feels
Yo,
good.
Yo, careful, man.
Dude, you're giving me oxytocin.
Dude, this little piggy went to the
market. Hey, man.
Oh,
you this, know what I'm saying? This
you
little
need
piggy
a
about.
Camera for your fucking podcast.
Why do we need a camera?
My toes.
This little piggy's about to be in my mouth.
No, we don't, because it comes out in the voice, I feel.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
For real?
We're so comedically talented that.
Fuck, nigga, your mic is just
you've
dropping.
Been, you've, but you've. You, well, you've
Because you've been grabbing the mic the whole time and, like, and violently like, moving it around. So that's probably why it's.
Several times in the episode, people hear, like.
Here, I can fix it.
Fuck it, nigga, we freestyle. I'll hold the bitch.
Okay. You can hold it if you want.
My dick.
We'll make a lot of noise. Right, if nice. It's held, doesn't need to be more like stationary.
Yeah, we should probably put it on because it'll get a lot of... Well, he's rubbing
he
the microphone
rubbing
into
his
penis.
Hey, Macarena.
See, you're always worried about my mic. I feel like this is the new
mic. That's the one that I'm not touching.
That's the most... See, you would rather use my mic now.
I would much rather use your mic after seeing that.
Hold up, Matt has to. Matt's leaning over to fix the mic.
Mama, behind me.
After after Too Mad spun it like a top.
Spun that nigga like a flip.
Dude, I'm about to suck on those Johns.
Amogus.
It's not an Among Us tattoo.
Dude, he spun that ass in
a
circle.
Don't move,
dude.
Okay? Statue moment.
Dude, it has.
Stop.
moving.
Among Us.
It's not an Among Us tattoo.
I put an Instagram and put like an Among Us sticker.
Where does it look like an Among Us tattoo?
He says
that's an Among Us tattoo.
An Among Us tattoo.
It's crazy. Very normal. But how to get pictures both of you?
Man, this is good.
All right, I'm going to put this on Twitter, dude.
Do you want to taste this, Ryan?
Have a little sip. It's surprisingly pleasant.
It's really not that bad.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
He's the one who made that noise. You asking me? Hello, guys.
I love the fucking video of you doing the burnouts, and then you pull up and you're like, hello, guys. The way you say
hello.
Yeah. That's not what you said.
Hello, Barack. Oh, fucking Obama.
That's his. I wish his name was just, oh, fucking Obama. But it's like, you know, it's like a Middle
East. He changed it right into his second term, so it's like very apparent.
President of fucking Obama?
Yeah.
Okay, if a president legally changed the name to like fuck ass or something.
I think there's you can't legally probably.
But he's the president.
It.
He could probably sign some executive order. Be like,
if you got enough people behind it.
I'm going to let myself change my name. My name's Two Mad now.
It'll have to go through Congress, right?
President Two Mad. All my niggas.
I love when he said that.
You're racist.
It was funny.
Race is funny?
No, race is not funny.
Ding, 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 ding. Race is funny as fuck.
It's not.
It is.
You should never joke about it.
What's so funny about my race?
Dude, you're not even Muslim.
What?
I didn't even bring that up.
Dude,
I was talking about...
He's talking about religion. He's talking about his race. He's Palestinian.
Fuck, I gotta post this on story.
I was talking about my white blood.
Fuck.
I think Two Mad's a little racist towards us white people.
I am.
Yeah, and it offends me. It makes me
uncomfortable. Well, I don't know. You guys be fucking... Protect me from the other blacks, dude.
What?
I got punched by a black dude at Taco Bell in LA.
What?
He was
what
like,
did you, well, I
what,
imagine.
What
was,
did you? What did you do to
he
him?
He punched when I walked past him wearing my biker gear. My fucking glove like touched his bag, like scraped his bag when I walked out, like to the point where I didn't notice I did it at all. Okay. He fucking. Mm-hmm. I'm on my dirt bike. He comes up to me. He starts giving me the fucking soliloquy about fucking. Shut up. He starts giving me the soliloquy about. While you were walking out, I don't know if you realized, maybe you didn't know or notice with your big gear, you swiped my bag. And I was like, huh? And he was like, my bag. You swiped my bag. I don't know if you noticed. And I was like, I turned my fucking bike on. So it was just, he's like, my bag.
So you didn't say sorry.
I didn't even fucking, because he's like coming up to me about to fucking fight me. He's scaring the shit out of me. I'm fucking dipping.
Oh, see, with the way you told it, he sounded like, hey, man,
like,
you
hey,
hit
man,
my bag.
Nah, he was intimidating me, dude.
He's like, hey, you hit my fucking bag.
Okay, it wasn't
was
like
it
that.
More like, so
it
that, was... but that's, inti- or was he like, hey, you hit my fucking bag, dude.
Okay,
Look, exactly as I could have said sorry,
but at the same time, I was like, this guy's a fucking crackhead trying. He was trying to press me. It wasn't like some guy like, let me be like polite. It wasn't like that. It was like, this guy's like, are you like,
but I want to feel it. Say it the way he said like, it. Look at me the way he looked at you.
Pretend Ryan is you.
Well, I had my helmet on, so it was like a bit fucking foggy.
You should be able to. Well, I mean, you can. Did you put the visor
on?
I'm
not doing the fucking impression.
Why?
Because are you too scared?
I lost the. No, I'm not scared to fucking do an impression.
Is it bad memory?
I lost track of the fucking story. I want to go back to it.
You want to go back to the story about you bumping into a dude?
You didn't get to the part where he punches you.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to fucking go. Okay, so he fucking, so after he tells me that shit, I turn my bike on, and then he was like, what? He started making some noises.
Started scatting.
And then he was pulling some shit like that. And then he fucking two-handed fucking shoved my head. I had my helmet on, so it wasn't bad, but my neck jerked pretty bad. I was like, this reminds me of fucking the last time I got hit. You know, I haven't been in a fight in a long time.
Did you start recording him?
I was in fucking fire flight. I immediately zoomed off. Oh. Yeah. I was
starting to headbutted him and then went off.
I was like escaping him. I almost fell off my bike and fucked my leg.
Was he running after you?
If the bike fell, like when he shoved me, like I could have fucking broke my leg.
Oh, yeah. That's how.
Damn.
He, like 300 something pounds? 200? I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's fucking bad.
Dude.
Really heavy bike.
That guy was acting pretty sus, I guess you could say.
He was being a sus imposter.
What other fights have you ever been in? Been some World Star shit?
Keemstar?
No, World Star.
Keemstar. No, I fought Keemstar.
Like a fist fight?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But I had an opportunity to in Australia.
You did?
Yeah. We actually had a huge Skype conversation, me and Keemstar, where he was just like really, really, really fucking angry.
At you?
At me, because I made a video about fucking, oh my God, let's not go here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he's saying let's not go here, then it's probably best we don't go there.
I just
have to bleep the whole thing out.
Holy fuck! I must be on that good cush.
Yeah, I could tell, bro.
Maui Wowie.
Is it Maui Wowie?
It's called that, something like that.
Maui Wowie's great. It's great, dude.
I don't fucking know the difference.
Dude, you're gonna make the whole microphone fall apart. Like he keeps moving from different pieces. Like first it was up here, and then he's like,
I'm like a monkey.
And now you're
automatic
with the screw.
It's like fucking automatic behavior.
Do you want
this is my most comfortable state fucking with your mic.
Do you want like a fidget device?
Want a Rubik's cube?
I already have one. Nothing will suffice this. This is the best I can get. It's natural.
Well, the problem is
I'm gonna be squeezing a fucking like little
no, the Pikachu fucking.
But when you're playing with the wire, dude, it picks up on the fucking mic.
The problem.
That's true. He was over here like.
Was he? Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're gonna hear that on the microphone.
This is even worse. You can just fucking. It's like going through the mic. The fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, if I was Joe Rogan, I'd scream right now.
That should scare the fuck out of me.
Did
I haven't been screaming in a long time either.
You haven't screamed?
You haven't screamed at?
I scream a lot, but it's like my normal talking. When I scream, it's like very painful.
Oh, yeah. You haven't screamed in a while.
I haven't screamed super loud in a while, and I haven't been screamed at super loud in a while.
You know, Ryan's famous for his laugh, and I'm famous for my funny scream.
Don't fucking, you have a fucking, okay, you'll kill me.
What?
He was loud, but he was like, still, do the scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard, it's really hard for me to do unprompted now. It takes a lot out of
you. Did it last time prompted.
Well, I can search it up.
Jackass.
When did I do it prompted?
I don't know.
Oh, also this tweet.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, it kind of hurts.
What do you think of this guy? I'm holding up a Yoda face mold. What do you think of him?
You could say that's a toy Yoda.
He'd be green.
I think I really like that mold of Yoda, but it's a little bit like he looks like William H. Macy a little bit. You see that?
What do you think? Sorry.
Oh, he's watching Super Mega.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to show him the Yoda mold.
Is that a scream compilation?
Yep.
There. Come on, guys. Getting there.
What part is this?
You niggas just playing Mario. Oh my
God. You like Super Mega, dude?
Super Mushroom.
The scream's coming up, dude.
Fuck this.
What, dude? You didn't watch the whole Super Mega
dude,
video?
Dude, I don't know what the fuck's taking so long for you to get to the goddamn scream. It should just be 1 second long
here,
bit, not a fucking
here.
Compilation.
I'll show you the most famous one. It's when we were on we were playing with Game Grumps. Bye, Jackson.
Bye-bye.
I think I fixed it, but I don't know. You guys know I turned it off, so I'm going to monitor it.
Cool.
That toilet in the office.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. See you, dude.
You saw MacBook.
Dude.
What, dude?
What about a MacBook?
I'm taking a picture of you.
Dude, what the hell are you talking about with the MacBook, dude?
Do you want me to put my hand?
She got
up?
The booty for me. Ryan McGee does not smoke mid.
That's a good thing.
Is that Ryan's laugh?
It is. Yeah.
Here, dude. Here's the legendary scream. Oh, they. Oh, Game Grumps decided to re-upload it on their other channel and get 320,000 views.
What's it titled?
The Legendary Scream.
Oh, wait. This is on Game Grumps' channel?
They have a clip channel. And they got 320,000 views. I didn't see a fucking penny of that. And that's my scream.
That is your scream. They didn't. Oh, my God.
Any scruplers?
Yeah. Wait for it, dude. You'll love this.
Over Mario. Ah! You must have got the fucking big mushroom,
Super
boy.
Mega. Yeah, yeah, Super Mega. I love watching Super
sometimes
Mega.
I'll just sit down and watch Super. I actually do sometimes.
Just hours of Super Mega. I binge watch it like I binge watch popular Netflix shows.
Sometimes, like, if I'm drunk or high late at night, I'll go like back to like 5 year old videos and just like I don't remember this at all. And it's like watching a brand new video.
I'm always like just I think for some reason I try to just leave videos in the past. I'm like, I don't want to go back and like accidentally get nervous about like how I edited back then.
That is true. I don't like watching like, and also like when I hear myself not being funny 5 years ago or today, it's like, same. I'm like, ah, oh, man, dude, early Super Mega Man's the...
So it's better.
Pikmin days.
Yeah, I remember watching every Let's Play when we after we.
Oh
made
yeah,
it.
We like used to watch every single video. After
even
we
when
made
Justin
it.
Started editing, like I remember watching them and shit. But now
you used to watch every single Super.
I it's just like it's better for me mentally if I just like keep it behind me and I can just move forward.
You don't watch it back?
No.
Not Let's.
I don't
plays.
Watch my shit either. I never knew other people. Do.
I watch the live action.
We watch
stuff
all the live back. Action shit, but
oh, I don't watch any of my. I try not to unless I edit it myself. I don't watch. So that's why I upload videos and I have fucking editing errors and I want a fucking news.
Dude, that's the worst.
If my editor makes it, I don't fucking watch it at all. I try not to until he's like, bro, you gotta make sure it's good. And I'm like, bro, it's probably fine.
Are you self-conscious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's the right word to use, fucking something.
That pussy also. You could say
it's
you're
where
a pussy.
You look at it and it's like, what the fuck? I don't care. Like, I don't want to look at the imperfection. Just post it.
Yeah. You know. We're such perfectionists.
We have to stare at the imperfections all the time. Yeah. And then after you watch something for the billionth time, you're just staring at it straight face. Like nothing's like, it's basically new edits you create that make you laugh, but none of the jokes are landing to you. It's like, you have to keep,
you've heard it so many times.
You have to sometimes keep yourself from cutting too much. I know I cut a lot back when like you and I edited Let's Plays.
Oh my God. We cut a shit ton. Yeah. I mean, our videos, we cut like back then we'd cut like 40 minutes down to like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And now we just do more of a long form. But also back then we didn't really know how to riff on each other very well. Like we got better as the time went on. Because I just remember like, a year or two in, I was like, man, just like, it's not that it was bad, but like we couldn't do like a smooth flow for a while. There always had to be like cuts. Remember we used to have silence a lot and we're like, we'll cut the silence out.
Oh yeah.
Until we found
always used to address it. Yeah. Like, yeah, we'll just cut the silence out.
But I'm glad that now we can do it without shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, it's great. I'm sure everyone around us loves it. I'm sure everyone around YouTubers
like
loves the fact that they can just talk.
That's like a symbiosis.
It is. That's a big word, dude. Soliloquy, oh, symbiosis, synergy.
Hey, high five for that big word. Come on.
Come on, man. That's an SAT word right there.
Sure. Yeah. You're fucking on another
You look like you're on another
level
right now,
aren't you?
You smoke too much marijuana.
I don't know if Not he enough. Would describe it as too much.
Not enough.
He described it as too
much.
I'm
in the Trump voice.
you guys are really inspiring to me, like the fact you guys just hit record, you know? At least I just feel like you guys do that, and that's awesome. I've never really done that. I've always been very
like setting it up, like
self-conscious. Perhaps is the word.
Well, I mean,
what's the word?
I don't know. Just fucking where you're just like you're stiff.
Like it's hard for you to just like actually be like, okay, we're gonna do it now. Are you saying like we just like come here, press record, and sit down and talk? Or
no, it's because I do best in my natural state. I mean, I'm really just talking about my old videos nowadays. It's not really like that, but I don't know how to describe it.
I mean, I was surprised, like, when I first time I met you, you're pretty different from your videos. A lot gayer and a lot more quiet.
Layton told me that I'm, like, exactly the same.
Yeah, you're way more chill off camera.
I'm fucking chill.
The second the camera turns on, you become a screaming child.
Sociopath.
I like
it, though. I was actually called sociopath on the street once. Somebody was like, I was like...
You have a lot of street encounters.
I had a, Yeah, I was on the street and I fucking fell off my bike and the dude was like, are you okay? And these big dirt bikes just started rolling down the street and I was like, oh shit, look at the dirt bike, because I was streaming. I was streaming with a camera on my shoulder. And the homeless dude was like, I don't know if he's homeless. He was going home, fuck it. Just the dude. He fucking, he was like, fuck you, man. I was like, fuck me? He's like, fuck you, bro. It's like, why? He's like, fucking.
He just randomly said, fuck you.
I'm a sociopath, bro? He's.
Why'd he call you a sociopath?
I said
he's probably leaving some shit out, like he like slapped him around on stream.
Oh, no, before
he like pantsed a homeless dude.
Before I fell off the bike, I asked him, I was rolling down the street with my bike, and I was like, he was like talking to like some white family there on vacation, and he was like fucking, it's just like crackhead moment where you're like yelling at somebody you're not supposed to do. And then fucking,
what did you say? I want to know.
Classic crackhead moment.
I want to know the details. The details are
important. Motherfucker.
He keeps leaving the details and the stories out, and I'm like, there's more to that.
The detail is that I said, do you have any crazy stories? So he connected, you asking me for stories? I fall off the bike and I'm trying to go home, and then you're looking at the content rather than caring about me asking if you're okay. He's like, you didn't reciprocate like the feelings there, you know? He's like, he was checking on me, but I was more concerned about the content of the dirt bikes. He's like, sociopath, dude.
You let the content.
You know David Dobrik killing his fucking roommate or whatever the fuck?
He didn't kill him.
He killed his fucking, that Jeff nigga penis.
Yeah, that's David Dobrik's roommate.
I'm sure that's not his name.
That is his name. That's what he goes by.
That's his name, bro.
The dude on the tractor.
On the crane?
The crane, yeah.
Was there a video of that?
Yeah, they released.
Didn't he fracture his face, like his skull or something?
Yeah. It's like, here's the thing. At the same time, okay. Maybe, I don't know the full story. At the same time. The dude,
where's my weed at?
The dude went out there and did a dangerous stunt, right?
With his friends, yeah. It's not like David Dobrik forced him to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, get on the fucking crane.
No, I don't want to.
It's just, I think probably the thing was David just kept like going up and up. He's like, he kept going faster, and the dude's like, no, I don't want to go faster.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's not cool. But
I think he probably did that.
My sister
maybe
did that to me on a fucking. What's those things you run on treadmill?
I was oh, that's a nightmare.
And then she fucking put it to max out of nowhere, like she jumped onto it, and I just flew and hit the wall.
One time, I was at, my parents used to go to these, like, church group dinners at this nice, like, fancy rich person's house that went to our church because they would host dinners for everyone.
The Bush family.
Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein, yeah, he's
no,
my
the
brother.
Bush family. But Barbara was so sweet. But I remember I'd have to go with them. And I would, they'd be like, just go upstairs and hang out, Matthew. And there was this other kid up there, and they had like a really nice like movie theater room, and they had a treadmill, and I was playing with the treadmill, and I had it on full speed. And for some reason, like, I don't know what I expected to happen, but I picked up like a 25-pound weight, and I just put it on the treadmill, and it flies off and just smashes a huge hole in the wall. And I was like,
oh, nigga, what the fuck?
So I went downstairs like, Mom.
Quantivism.
Mom,
how much trouble were you in?
I was in a lot of trouble.
Did you have to do extra chores around the house?
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Enjoy that wall. Nice 25-pound wall, dumbass.
Dude, it actually really damaged the wall. And then my mom gave her money for it, which we didn't have.
Okay, great. So, she was on a payment plan.
I also fucked up that one time I went to a Godiva store in Seattle.
What store?
Godiva.
What was that?
The chocolate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I went in and there's a huge tray of chocolate covered strawberries that I thought were samples. So I ate like six. And then he's like, sir, what are you?
How old are you?
Like, I just imagine a guy walking to a chocolate store.
How old are you?
Like 12.
Okay, so you're just a kid.
Yeah. But imagine
sir.
Everyone calls me Sir Ryan.
12 years old.
It's a level of respect.
Matthew Chief.
I'm imagining you.
No, but what? I ate quite a few. Like,
he's like
six.
What are you doing?
And then
he's like, go get your mother.
And I had to bring my mom in, and then she had to pay for the fucking strawberries, dude. And each one was like $15. So she was not. And then I remember my cousin was with us, and then my cousin's mom, my aunt, got her some chocolate while we were in the store. And I was like, why does she get chocolate? And my mom's like, you already fucking had yours.
You had your, like.
But she had to go fucking pay for
fucking
it.
Fucking almost $100 chocolate.
They were delicious, though. I still remember how, like, chocolate covered strawberries are just fucking.
I was
on
an Airbnb in New York, and this motherfucker like was fucking around with a bag, and he knocked off this mirror off the fucking wall, and it made a big ass hole. $200 down the drain.
Damn, dude.
This motherfucker had the fucking thing just fell off. There's also this fucking like 500-pound friend of my guy. His name's Tito, and he was like squeezing his ass cheeks together while he was laying on the
bed. Is he from
face down?
Does he like surfing?
He's from Vegas. Yeah, I went swimming with him once, and he's fucking. He's like that. You know that one episode of Homer where he like turns into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's like that in real life.
Are you? So are you sure you're not just?
Have you seen Rocket Power?
Huh?
Have you seen Rocket Power?
No, it's Tito, not Rocket Power.
No, we're not saying his name is Rocket Power. We're saying the show Rocket Power.
I don't know what the fuck.
You don't know what Nickelodeon. X. Have you? Do you know what Jimmy Neutron, Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron.
But you haven't heard of Rocket Power?
No.
There's a really obese character named Tito.
And he likes surfing.
Surf Shack Tito.
Twitter fucker in my replies whose like name is Tito and he's
Surf Shack Tito does edibles. I know he's in my replies too.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
No, he's actually really cool. I actually talked to him.
I fucked his mom.
Whoa, dude. Ooh. He's gonna hear this, man. He's gonna get mad. You said fuck him.
Fuck the kids, dude.
I do like him. He's one of the few people that I get like constant laughs out of in my replies. I talked to him in the DMs. I sent him some free merch, actually.
For me, it's when Chris Hemsworth is in my mentions.
Yeah, but he's always saying that weird shit. What are you doing? You're just turning the light on and off?
Does Chris Hemsworth even have a Twitter?
I don't know. Who is Chris Hemsworth?
Thor, man.
Is he Thor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does he? I know Captain America has a Twitter.
What about Captain Underpants?
I remember
Captain Underpants is canceled.
Is he?
No, Dave Pakil. What's his name, right?
Pac-Man?
Padilla?
What are you thinking? The author?
Smudge. Oh, Dav Pilkey.
Dav Pilkey.
Not even Dave. It's just Dav.
But some of his older books, he had to like apologize for insensitive
books?
Shit.
Well, the way he depicted African natives was just horribly offensive.
Wasn't that Dr. Seuss? Or did Dave also do this?
No, Dave drew some really like very like racial like Native Africans.
I'm going to look this up.
Who was in Paris?
Are you gaslighting me, dude?
I am gaslighting
you.
So that was Dr. Seuss who did that. Sorry, what?
You're gas smoking.
No, Dav Pilkey didn't have to apologize for anything. That was Dr. Seuss.
Dav Pilkey had to apologize.
I'm sorry for making a book that has the word underwear in it.
Dav.
Dude, Super Diaper Pilkey Baby was my shit.
Apology.
Yo, y'all niggas read Bones?
Bones? I don't think
The N-word gets him every time.
It does.
Nigga!
Dude, we could... This is sick, man. That was a good soundbite right there.
The shit bounce, yeah.
It's not the N-word that's making me laugh. It's the way you're like saying the whole phrase.
It's because of
the nigga
doobie
soundbite.
It's the way he drew the, it's that.
It's the way, wait. Is it actually the way he drew a black guy that got him in trouble?
I think so.
I mean, I don't. What's your.
Shmeemers.
How do you feel on that? It's because he gave him like an afro and like.
Looks like fucking Alinity and fucking Try Hard.
Screenshot that so for reference.
You've got a great phone.
Jamie, pull up Alinity and Triax, please.
Who?
It's the case. It's made out of solid
titanium.
Yep, solid titanium.
Where's the bike?
They use on the space shuttles.
Ryan, where the bike at, bro?
Where the bike
bring
at?
It? Why you don't bring it?
I don't know.
It's in his trunk.
You fucking didn't trust me with it?
I didn't say that. I just didn't bring it.
Your epic bike?
Well, he doesn't trust you because you broke his trust earlier.
You said,
and when you break Ryan's trust, you know it's gonna take.
You said you were gonna bring it on a podcast.
I said I was gonna bring it Wednesday. No, I said I might.
Oh hell no.
I did bring it though. I did bring it.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I wrote it.
Clicking the microphones together.
Let's
now.
Go ride your fucking bike. Where do you live at?
Well, I got plans tonight.
But where do you live at?
What do you mean where?
I'm curious.
What's your specific address? You want to know?
Your fucking area of the city. I'll
tell you afterwards.
Oh,
he to be living in the bushes, my brothers.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
he's got a mansion up in Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
he's got a couple of them actually.
I live in the valley.
It's just I got a shit ton of like gate
shit. I live in the valley.
Where do you live?
The valley.
You live in the valley?
Live in the valley.
Deep in the valley.
Deep.
Where do you actually?
The fuck.
Because we'll cut this apart.
No, keep it in. I live.
Yeah, because he's got no hoes.
True. I don't be having no hoes. Do be living there. The women just don't be.
Dude, you're literally just like, holding the mic and just like.
Dude.
It's gonna sound like shit.
Don't you have ADHD too?
No.
It's gonna sound fine. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean it's gonna sound fine?
It'll fucking be fine.
Dude, that's why it fell off earlier.
What?
My microphone fell off.
Doing something else with it. You fix it. It's fine. Matthew.
As he's undoing it again.
No, I tightened it. Matthew.
Yes.
Kneecap.
Dude, come on, man. Ow!
Got your ass, boy.
Ow!
Owie!
I'm gonna call the police on you.
Wow!
That hurt.
Fuck, call him, bro. I just went out with the fucking pistol.
as a prank.
I was one step away from that shit.
Were you, yeah, I'm were so you glad
nobody
you
would have seen it.
Were you feeling the excitement?
The vibe.
I was like, dude, I'm about to fucking shoot literally nothing.
He lives for the thrill of walking outside in a neighborhood with elderly neighbors that are watching with a gun in
his
hand.
I scared the shit out of your neighbor. Like, oh, the dude down there, you know, like, where that's that dead end.
Oh, God.
I thought that was maybe your house, and it was pitch dark.
Oh.
They're bringing in groceries. Their whole family was outside. And I roll up, my dirt bike, a black guy on a fucking dirt bike, and in the dead end, and they all frozen just staring at me. Like, I'm talking NPC fucking bug.
Oh, yeah, because it's the
cyberpunk.
Dead end. You roll up, like,
yeah. I pull up, and you know, I'm in a green dirt bike, dual sport, KLX 230, my nigga. It's loud as fuck. It's pitch dark. Like, little kids, toddlers to fucking grandmothers, outside, walking inside, laughing. The lights are off on the car, but they're on in the house. They got groceries in hand. The dad is like, hey, I'm not. He looks like he's in a blue shirt, dress shirt, whatever the fuck. And I rode away, and I was just like, I probably should have said, I'm sorry, my African-Americans.
I bet they're just laughing like,
yeah, it was something like that. They were moving until they saw me, and
don't
then
make
they froze.
Did the husband at least get in front of like the kids and the wife?
He was like, he was holding the groceries and out of the trunk, just holding it, and then he was staring at me, holding the groceries. So he was in like a vulnerable position.
He's like, oh yeah.
He was like,
because he's like, he doesn't want to drop the groceries either.
Grocery moment.
he's got like eggs and shit. Bruh. Dude. Tell me a little bit about your van.
What fucking van? The Canadian van?
The don't you have the Brudamobile? Is that what it is?
The Canadian fucking van. It's in Canada.
What? You gotta drive, dude. You gotta drive it down here.
Motherfuck, man! You got $3,000 just across the border.
What?
Yeah, it's like some fuck money, bro.
$3,000 across the border?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. That's like really
sexual. Imagine a black man fucking saying that.
Yes.
No, it's okay for you because you're a sexy white boy, so it's like normal for you. But for
thank
a black
you.
Man, it's like black man ooh voice is like different.
I don't do an ooh voice though.
You just did it.
I know. I was trying to be like a sexy woman, not like an ooh.
Okay, woman is ooh. Okay.
Do you think I could be like a cute little soy boy twink, like femboy?
If you absolutely, wanted to be, you could 100%.
Should I start doing the femboy look?
You're too rigid, bro. You're too fucking rigid. Like rigid. You need curves and shit.
Yeah, I'm a little angular.
You're like a fucking champion. The fucking ass robot. He's robotic. His body is like arms and hinges. Quick skeleton. Fuck ass.
It's not wrong.
This
He's
nigga
wrong.
Has a bow and micro. This nigga got clunk, clunk, clunk.
What?
Are you making fun of my friend Mac?
When I walk around, it's just
this nigga got zero bobucks.
First of all, what? That's not true.
First of all, you will address him as Cracker, okay? Be respectful.
Crack ass. Crack these nuts, bitch ass nigga. Cracking ass boy. What? Skeleton looking ass.
When I walk
hold
around,
up, ring, ding, ding, ding.
You know when you're like in a cave in Minecraft and you hear the skeletons nearby. Like,
I remember you teleported me to Too Mad when you were in some...
on Epic SMP. Yeah, yeah. When I teleported.
Fuck you.
I teleported him to like outside of the map.
Leroy, you got mail. You fucking teleported me to some weird ass fucking.
You started killing me as soon as I teleported
fuck you.
There.
I'll fuck your ass up.
No,
I know
but then
you will
suck my dick.
But my
I'm from New York.
Are you? Are
no,
you from New York?
No.
He's from Canada. Well, as soon as I sucks, I had
from
his
Canada.
Stream pulled up. So I pulled up his stream because I wanted to see how he reacted when I teleported you outside of the world.
And I was like, my nigga.
You were like,
what the
fuck? And then I teleported
you,
Ryan.
You were mostly silent after that. I was like, hello? Then you went. And I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck you. I was sneaking up on your ass.
So I teleported you at the last second back because I was so scared. I was like, oh no, he's going to kill Ryan. And I know Ryan's actually going to be upset because he has items and you can't come back and get
I had
him
a
there.
Fishing rod that
so
if I died, it would have been gone.
I got you back
shoe.
At just the last second too.
Yeah.
You were about to kill him. You were just
that
running
rod,
around Epic has to be killing everyone.
That fishing rod did go away once you
see, I don't
mod killed me though.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't have my brain faculties yet.
I stopped playing Epic SMP just because I couldn't control my power.
Two Mads going to the last one.
When is the last one?
I ain't doing shit.
I don't know.
I should go.
Trevor sent me the video he made. I haven't watched it yet though. You know, Epic SMP ultimately was fun in the beginning, but just because like none of those people are Minecraft streamers either, except for a couple. So like they didn't keep up. I didn't fucking keep up with it.
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't have a good streaming setup, so I was like waiting like a week to get my thing revamped. I was waiting for something in the mail. And then after a week, I just kind of lost interest in streaming.
What are you missing out on fucking not playing it? Dude, GH Latin Swagger fucking popped off, Selma.
Mm-hmm.
Swagger fucking blew that shit up.
They owe me their careers. They owe their careers to me because I made a Minecraft server.
You gave them like a fucking sick ass platform.
Wait, it's cool that a bunch of creators I've never met got to get together.
This is a fucking.
That's how I met Schlatt.
When I was just in the tutorial, like when we were just like testing the server out, that was fun as fuck.
I thought the whole like first, because I think I played for 2 weeks or something like that. First 2 weeks were awesome.
Dude, the beginning was fucking, like that first day was so much fun.
Then I just
got
off of Twitch completely.
That's my thing is like, it's not that I'm lazy. It's really just that I can't get into streaming. I try and I just can't like, I have so many problems and I'm self-conscious and I just like, I'm not. I should get over that.
Some gay shit, yeah.
Sorry,
fuck
that. I just, did you just headbutt the mic?
He's been headbutting the microphone.
Ah.
Just allow it, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
we're allowing it. We're not, I'm just making sure that's what I saw. Because it's not something I see every day.
You have logic.
You just logicked him, dude.
I have no logics. You know, the brain finish grows at 25.
This definitely isn't done. You know, the brain finish grows at 25.
All I think of is, I'ma kill Ryan in this unfamiliar place. Must save him. Oh, no.
We were talking about this. That's like your laugh.
You know, famous L.A. riots started between... really bad relations between the Asian and African-American community in the city.
Mm-hmm. Koreans and African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1994, right?
Yep.
92?
I don't know if it was
early 90s.
Y'all were alive then?
No. I was born in 96. Very beginning of 96. And he's born 94. In 94.
Shit, history do be.
Wait, are you born in 2000?
Yeah.
That's weird, dude. That's weird to think about.
That's the fucking...
That's such a cool year to be born in, though. 2000.
It's cool.
Yo, we're 90s kids, man. You didn't get to even experience the 90s. We did. And I have vivid memories.
It's just kids bop.
Yeah. We have like, it's...
I don't...
Well, it's because the 90s, like, the stuff bleeds through and kind of... Like, a decade's whole vibe doesn't really get set into, like, the last half of it, right? But then it kind of... goes a little bit further than that into the beginning of the next decade.
I wasn't
the early 2000s still felt very 90s.
I have memories of the 90s, like very faint ones. Like I remember some things, but I never like I wasn't old enough to like understand the culture or like that
isn't
stuff.
The culture just like cassette tapes, VHS.
Yeah, I remember like mainly CDs. I remember because my sister was older.
Floppy disks and shit.
Because what I remember mainly was my sister was older than me, so she actually was a 90s kid. She's born in like 91. So she, I just remember like she would just have all those 90s, classic 90s things.
Yeah.
Like she loved experience. Aaron Carter.
Dude, I listened to Aaron Carter too.
I know, and you're
and Britney Spears.
Yeah, yep. So did my sister, and I remember she had. They were called hit clips, the little things you put with the music. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember that.
And what remember that thing that you put around your ankle with the ball and you like spin it and jump? Yeah,
Looked fun.
I cracked my fucking ankle with it. You do it wrong. I didn't. I crack
like with
it
with a scooter. You
I
like
smacked
crack
it.
Right
oh
here.
Man. Can you do any scooter tricks?
I can't do trick for shit.
Could you try?
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I think it was being set on fire.
That, yeah.
Did you put on like a flame suit?
It was like a flame suit.
Was it fun though?
It was for the off-canny video?
Oh, it was very cold. Yeah, it was for off-canny. It was a very cold like suit. So it was like fucking very cold to get in, but it was like worth the picture. Huh?
Yeah, it looked sick when you're on fire. I was like, holy shit. Because burning is
I feel
one.
Like there's... that's what's cool, like, outwardly. Like, I could say, and somebody would be like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's why we're trying to... We're writing our book right now so we can become New York Times bestsellers.
That is true.
What's your book
called? What is cool to you?
Fucking...
Yeah, fucking is pretty cool.
I wish. I like this. Vibing.
Just vibing, just guys. But
we could all just chill on our phones for the rest of the podcast.
Let's do it.
I'll browse TikTok and YouTube.
That's mine, though. I take TikTok. You have YouTube.
I want. LinkedIn. No, I want Dailymotion.
You want to own Dailymotion?
What, like, remember those obscure websites? There was like Dailymotion. There was a
wasn't Dailymotion where you could go to, for like porn, like really back in the day.
I don't
like they would put no. the, not like porn, but you would go there because they would have like uncensored parts of movies
and shit.
Yeah,
I remember when I was a teenager, yeah, I subscribed to the subreddit like boobs on YouTube,
boobs.com, lesbians.com,
girls kissing,
Grooba.
Dude, my favorite thing, go on Google.
My Grooba.
Dude, doesn't he look like a booba?
A booba?
Booba.
Booba. God, fuck boobas.
He doesn't he look like one?
Take a photo. Take a photo if it's funny, dude.
Well, do you know what boobas look like?
Yeah, boobas.
Do you?
Yeah. We're not talking about boobs. We're talking about like the kids show.
Boobas.
This, man. Bro, this is you. Boobas.
I look like a mogus right now.
That's you, dude. See?
That's like appendage. Take a picture. Take a picture, then. Take a picture.
Ryan, we take a picture of me holding this up next to him.
Yeah. He looks like a fucking booba.
Is that actually called booba?
Yeah. A booba. Yeah. Okay, hold up. Yeah, there we go. People can zoom in and shit, yeah.
Nice.
You take a picture?
I hope you don't take any offense to that.
It's all good.
Dude, Layton said that you crushed his self-esteem because you told him he looked like a semi, like an 18-wheeler driver, like a truck driver.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's like something you should be proud of. He looks fucking sexy as fuck, driver ass.
Yeah.
You fall asleep.
Show me the photo. Please send it to me before you forget.
Oh, dude, wait, you fucking.
You fell asleep. Layton sent
me. Layton sent me a video.
I slept my ass.
He's like,
why are you guys scoping me out?
And slept.
Fuck,
we do background checks on everyone.
Yeah, you're fucking FBI.
No, he.
Fibby.
I named my Wi-Fi. I got set up yesterday. I named it Russian surveillance.
What am I doing?
Can you send me the fucking photo of me looking like the boob?
But, dude, literally. I just get this video from Layton, and he's like, this man really just fell asleep on my floor. And look at the video he sent me. First of all, your phone is playing Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd so loud.
Yes.
While you're, like, just laying there asleep.
I died, dude.
Here.
Sleeper moment. Can you put this in the podcast or just voice?
I'll put it on screen. Ooh. So everybody can go watch the video. But look, it's fucking this. I love this video. You're just like dead.
I need Layton to send me that.
You're out cold, dude. Hey, I'll send that to you right now.
Alright.
You'll love it.
I'm vibing.
I just airdropped it.
You know when niggas be vibing? And they're just on that good vibe.
You just went over, you just smoked a shit ton, I'm guessing, and then just passed the fuck out, right?
Well, just now you just did that too.
What's
minus the pass out?
Sorry, I mistracked.
Dude, you are high on the kush.
Booba.
Very.
Oh, I need to see that booba photo.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good shit. If we're all compared to something, my Minecraft skeleton, he's a booba. What are you, Ryan?
I don't look like a booba.
I think you're like the
Lion King.
You're thumb thumb?
Like a thumb.
Like
a, it's the dream team, man. A booba, a thumb thumb, and a Minecraft skeleton.
Maybe like a just a. Like a pill shit, just the shape of a pill.
Is there a better one for me than a Minecraft skeleton?
But like a thick pill.
Dawn described me as a
maybe like a pear with legs and arms.
This is you. You look like a.
What do I look like?
You look like.
Dude, the video when you're in your van, and like, he's like. Talking to drive-through people or something, and he starts playing that like bass boosted, like out through.
I love being fucking in that van, dude. That is so
funny. That
van's
sick, dude. The fucking soundboard was like, bruh. It starts doing the Skype, like, doo, doo,
doo. It is a great video.
Oh, it's so great.
And all of those.
I need to do more of that.
All those teens. We'll help you film any time, man. All those teens literally, they all said the N-word.
They're all fucking racist, dude.
So, yeah, because your video was you say, if you say the N-word, I'll give you. an iPhone and you go up to a bunch of white.
Yeah, fucking the N-words. I gave people N-word passes, white people on the street, and they fucking said it. I scoped out specifically.
But did they
like
also get
people.
The iPhone?
Huh? They fucking got iPhones. One of them came back with the AirPods and she was like, she came back to me like crying and shit. She was like, oh, take me out of here because I might have to go to school. And I was like, of course, I'll fucking take it out. And she was like, she wouldn't believe me. She was like,
well, why did she say it in the first place?
Did you take her out?
I don't know, because she wanted the AirPods, huh?
Is she out of the video?
Yeah, she's
she wanted the AirPods. Yeah.
Okay.
She wants the AirPods so fucking bad. She's like, all right, I'll say the N-word on camera for a channel with millions of subscribers.
I told her she could put the fucking her hood up and fucking cover her face and just.
Oh, that girl, yeah.
And then she said it, but it was like really shitty. And I was like, no, say it like your dad was trying to something like that.
I'm gonna have a great time editing this. It's been a really fun episode so far. I keep it instead of my license, man. Fuck, Jackson has my fucking license.
Fuck.
I keep it right there.
Bitch. Yesterday.
Yeah. And last night I had Ted Nivazin at my place and we went to get some drinks at 7-Eleven and he had to buy them because I didn't have my ID.
Come on.
We'll take a break.
Come on.
We can take a head break.
No, we'll take a break. We'll both suck your cock and then we'll go back to the podcast.
Y'all want to take a little break real quick?
We'll delete the audio afterwards. We don't have to tell anyone.
I don't think I will.
Fuck off, dude.
Well, fuck you.
Dude, you don't know how good
we're probably
get
not good at it.
No.
Don't you got Invisalign in?
Yo, we give good
that
head.
Shit hurts.
No. We don't have Invisalign. We have perfectly straight,
okay,
beautiful
maybe
teeth.
Then I'll say yes. You should have clarified that at the beginning.
Why do you just assume we have Invisalign off the bat?
Look, you look like a up.
Dude, I don't look like an oom-ba-ba-boom. I don't.
Matt fucking Watson be like, don't fucking touch me.
Dude, I was trying. I was just trying to bond with my friend, man. I like.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
Ryan's popping him off over there.
I just had to.
It's my favorite part in our book is just every time we unnecessarily like just put like
body
Ryan
cam shows cop shoot at Rottweiler.
What?
I want to fucking.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's
oh my
funny.
God.
I know.
I can't figure it out.
You just about to watch a Rottweiler.
Dude, I was ready to see some body cam footage of from in our front yard at the Sioux Megaplex of Tumad getting shot because he has a fucking gun in his hand.
Why the fuck did you stop me? You niggas are fucking.
What do you mean? We were like, don't. Seriously,
you
don't.
You guys are men.
I'm not gonna. I'm
you
not gonna
stood up and been like, hey, nigga, you fucking relax, bro.
If there's
I
a
wouldn't
point,
have said that.
If there's a point where I have to like, if I physically like hold you, I'm not gonna go that far. I'm not gonna. If you
make, yelled at me earlier.
You're an adult. I'm gonna yell at you.
I felt
it's
that
a bad
monkey
decision.
Energy.
Excuse me,
monkey.
Why would you say that to him, dude?
Because I don't fucking wanted to.
That's really offensive, man.
Well,
that
maybe if you didn't fucking give me the monkey energy, I wouldn't call him a monkey, okay? But
that, he's
does my cracker
there.
Blood put off some
yeah,
monkey energy?
String the Hennessy to if you have reparations.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Cracker right. Cast.
That's what we should call it.
Super Cracker?
Yeah. We'll start after this episode.
We're going to change it. Super,
Super
Mega
Superman
Cracker.
Guy. And, yeah.
Jackson, bring me my sweet tea.
He's gone, unfortunately.
Jackson, would you bring me my sweet... Would you be a... Georgia Ann, would you be a doll and fetch that jar clean from the top shelf?
Fuck off! Get the whip, boy! Jackson, would you be a doll and get me... Sit down! Sit down!
I mean, we're from Charleston.
You sit right there!
That's the Charleston accent right
now
there.
Now get me the fucking nuts.
The nuts?
Get me...
Jackson...
Drain my nuts, would you? Would
Jackson,
you,
would
peach?
You be a
no, he's a
and
good
drain
one.
My nuts?
Oh, you're a real peach, Jackson,
real
for draining my
one.
Nuts all you here. Oh.
Nigga, I know you shot 10 bullets. I got 2 guns, nigga.
Do Django?
Django!
Django unchained?
Django. I love that movie.
Django,
man.
If you ever love someone. Django. If he comes from Japan, down he comes from the bushes.
That's not the Django.
Django does not go to Japan.
What's the movie we were talking
Django
about?
Django goes to Japan.
We were that's talking about sequel. Django Unchained.
No, the one before that.
The one before that?
Yeah.
Django pre-chained.
Django but chained.
They're both Django.
Brango?
Brango?
Sit down, man.
I'm Brango.
Jangus. Yo. What's up? It's Jangus Unchained.
All right.
What's going on? Why'd you put the mics back together?
He's been clapping them together.
Oh my god, wait! He's been
like, doom, doom, doom. Dude, this podcast is gonna be one of the most chaotic. This might be the most chaotic podcast we've ever done, and I expected that too.
Bro, your cold ones is pretty good.
Ah, fuck that video, dude.
It is a good video, though, man.
No, I know it's good. It's just, it is embarrassing for me. Because of just.
What you watching there?
But they lied about how much alcohol they were giving me.
Hey, Slugger, what you watching?
Greenville's in South Carolina.
I'm trying to find the right quote.
What are you?
Oh, there's that part in Django where it's like, I can't see out this damn mask.
Oh, the KKK.
My wife made them. Fuck y'all, I'm going home.
Is that Jonah Hill?
No. Oh, Jonah Hill's awesome.
Jonah Hill plays the Klans guy in Django. Right? I'm not making that up, right?
He plays one of the Klansmen.
Okay, yeah.
He is a
I love Jonah Hill. I love him so much.
Jonah Hill is a grand wizard, dude. He's a grand dragon.
He's the grand dragon of acting. I entered a sweepstakes to have lunch with Jonah Hill. So.
Did you win?
I don't know yet. And
he's going to see your name in the choir.
He's going to go, actually, you know what? Rig it. I want this guy. He's a funny YouTuber.
Voice? What's going on?
I put this on.
Yeah? Put this on these nuts.
Casey Neistat.
Are you Casey Neistatting right now?
Yeah, that's a good fucking feat.
Yeah.
Fuck my feet.
Do you have a foot wiki page yet?
Do you know girls who have like Tumblr pages and Twitter porn accounts?
Do I? Yeah.
That's me.
What?
You run all of them?
No. Like I do that shit.
What do you mean you do that shit? You have an OnlyFans?
That's my energy. Yeah, I do have an OnlyFans.
He actually does
Why
have an OnlyFans.
You're shitting yourself.
Because it's fun.
Because we do that every podcast. We always shit ourselves.
Disgusting.
We see how Phil we can get our diapers by the end of it.
We fill our diapers with big stinky poop and then we pancake it.
Come on.
That's what you're saying come on to? Out of everything on this pod, you're like, come on.
I know. I think it's just because it's.
I purposely described it the most juvenile.
I know.
To read the comments, dude. That's all.
They're going
to
say, you had who on?
They're going to be like, this episode was too fast. It just wasn't good, like, listening experience.
It could be because you're playing with the mic the whole time.
It could be, you're clapping two microphones together.
I'm just saying, them niggas are going to be out there like, dude, my podcast, it wasn't fucking... I had to listen to, what's that one podcast? Call Her Daddy. I had to listen to Call Her Daddy instead of my regular fucking Super Mega...
I had to listen to Cumtown instead of Super Mega Cast.
I don't even know what the fuck Cumtown is.
Dude.
It's a funny podcast.
It's a podcast.
Dude, what if I pull it up on my phone right now?
And listen to
it? Yeah, let's play another podcast on our podcast.
Why not? Bob Saget tries to play his fucking shit on ours.
Don't they just say Trump is funny, like XD Trump Orange?
Cumtown?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's about?
It's about Trump XD Funny Orange?
Yeah, Amogus.
That's the description,
Amogus Sus.
Amogus Sus?
Yep.
That guy at the beginning?
What?
Why did they use that guy, man?
He's playing Cumtown now. Don't play Cumtown, dude. Cumtown's too vulgar. No, stop, dude. I have seen two of the guys from Cumtown do stand up before. I saw Adam and we saw Stav together. And
really
that shit
funny.
Was funny.
Stav.
Well, there was this asshole in the front row though.
Dude, he handled that heckler so
he was
good.
A plant to make him look good.
She started screaming that. And then when they kick me out for that, you say, he was a plant.
Yeah, it keeps going down the line.
You know, if you ever want to do really good stand-up, dude, hire someone to go on before you and just totally bomb. So then when you come on, you're funny no matter what.
If you don't go to a popular, Comedy Cellar hangout with your cameras and run in and scream.
That's a good
And have footage fun. Of that.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to be sad. You should do that.
That's an amazing idea.
You know, like where Joe Rogan and them used to hang out and like all the LA fucking comedians.
Flappers, the Laugh Factory.
The people who take themselves seriously as comedians.
Fuck you.
Me. I'm going to put comedian in my.
And so you'd be a new age comedian coming in and showing them what. You're like the Dane Cook.
I guess by definition, we're comedians, but we're not comedians in the sense of like the respected term comedian, you know? Because we do comedy for a living.
We comedians, bruh.
We comedians.
We are the jokes. We are farmers.
We're beaters.
Dum-ba-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Nice.
Synergy.
Dude, drink this Hennessy already, man. It's just, it's staring at me and it's looking too good. I'm going to drink it all if you don't.
Wait, I'm about to lay down.
You're about to lay down?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he fucking has that weed vape and hit like 40 fucking hits off it since we started the podcast.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Are you filming?
No, remember he set the camera down? He's been filming, since that, I
Amogus Sus. It's gonna be like a cut in, like Casey Neistat.
Hey, for what? Oh, is this for your vlogs?
Yeah.
Look. Nice. Before you upload anything, though, can I watch it just to make sure we don't accidentally show something we don't want to show or dox ourselves? Because yes. You were filming outside of our house at one point, and if you fucking show where we live, I will suck your ass.
Okay.
In a sexual way.
Give me the thing.
Out of pleasure.
What? That's what I thought.
Gotcha. You know, there's going to be some... There's definitely going to be some, like...
Fuck you.
He sounds like...
Ah! Cunt! Well, at least we have a camera in here. Hello.
Hey, at least I have a camera in your mom's bathroom.
Fuck off.
You know what I like? I know there's going to be at least one, like, 15-year-old Minecraft stan that's going to hear this podcast, and she's not going to know who Tumat is, and she's going to think he's white, and then hear him start saying the N-word, and be like,
fuck off. Fucking little girls, dude.
Well, we address it in the beginning. We brag about it.
That we have a black friend.
Yeah.
We have a black friend! Would you consider yourself our friend?
Yes.
So you're our black friend, dude. Thanks.
Fucking lit.
We finally got it.
Dude, Matt Watson, you're such a character.
Thanks, man.
Earlier you were like fucking, yeah, man.
Ryan's the biggest character with that laugh and the
guy I'm a clown.
Fucking pretty good laugh.
You were like, yeah. I was like, I'm gonna get a good shot where like cuts in, and I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be real nice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you were like, yeah, man.
I'm so confused.
Fuck me then.
What?
Right on the futon right now.
We can.
You're spreading your legs.
You know, bottom. You know, bottom for old Papa Matt.
Why is your penis out?
Yeah, put that away, man.
I'm gonna start touching it.
Don't.
Dude, what if he like just
it.
Started? Like he's just one of those dudes that like you know in middle school.
Well, I mean,
start jerking
it's still
off
out.
And
he's not touching it.
It's just that's the thing. You guys just don't understand.
Can you please put your penis away?
Yeah.
I think. Okay, maybe.
It's like flubber. You seen flubber?
Hit emergency.
It's
meeting.
Like brown flubber.
Hit emergency meeting, and we'll vote if I put my dick away.
Yeah, man, his dick's looking a little sus right now.
Penis.
What's that, y'all, motherfucker? You said penis. Yeah, I never, dude. You know what keeps you the most young? This is true. Penis. When you see people that don't age, it's because they're goofballs, man, and they stay. It keeps you young. And when I'm fucking 50 or 60 years old, and
I hope I'm still laughing at farts and penis.
We will be. We'll be laughing at farts and penis because now that you're turning 27 this year.
Yes.
I just turned 25,
mm-hmm.
And it's still funny. And I think at this point, the test is when we get into our 30s.
Yeah.
And then, I think penis is always going to be funny. And for, like...
No, I think it's going to deteriorate in the next 5 years.
Think about...
As a meme expertologist...
Well, think about...
It's forecasted to the nuts of the 2x3.
No, well, these nuts... Wow,
these nuts is still great,
these
though.
Nuts is... What are you doing? You're fucking rolling around like a pig in the
it's
mud.
It's involuntary. I don't have a choice.
Kicking his little.
Why is there
up.
No squeal, boy? Why is there no film version of this?
Because all we need is the audio, man.
Oh,
let people imagine it.
Megan, foot in your ass.
Gotta beep that one.
In my foot. It's gonna go in your ass now.
Do not. That will fucking make me feel weird, dude.
Why?
Because it's your foot up my ass.
We're friends, though.
Okay, true. But don't put your fucking foot up my ass.
Put my foot in your ass. It's not fingering. I was toeing his ass.
Toeing? That's to people.
Bro, I'm toeing your leg.
Yeah,
it's
he keeps grabbing. No, he keeps grabbing my leg, and he's like, "Wow, they're like toothpicks."
Dude, fucking. Now you got some schmeets here.
Yeah, you got.
Ryan's got fucking
you're flex.
Crazy.
Yo, flex. Come on, harder than that. Control.
I don't really have any
this
muscle.
Has leg muscle. He
Ryan's
nerves.
Calves. You could see him already
the
from
nerve.
Here without flexing. Look. Look
well,
at Ryan's calves.
You can see your calves. They're right there. They're just right behind your bone.
Don't touch my calves, bro. I need a massage.
Look at this. Fuck.
Give me a massage.
I think massage places are back open. Should I go get massages?
Here's a nice massage for you.
That'd be a good vlog.
You have to pay for more,
I need
buddy.
Some vlog content. What the fuck you say?
You said you have to pay for more, buddy, and then I slapped your leg or your calf like that.
Ouch. Do it again, daddy.
Love that album.
Are you ticklish?
Yeah, a bit ticklish, mate.
Dude.
All right, mate. I'm a bit ticklish. You back off. Call Holy God on you.
Oh, shit, me pants. Oh, love, I just shit me jimmies.
Yeah, you're sexy.
Shit me jimmies.
You're sexy.
Yesterday you were talking about popping off in your jimmies.
Popping off in
I just
jimmies.
Came my jimmies.
Came in my jimmies.
Dude, you're at a 45, you're at a 90 degree angle right now.
You're doing an ab workout right now.
Like, his feet are straight up in the air, you're laying down on the futon, and dude, look at this shit, man.
This is good.
Are your socks not matching? Are you wearing two different socks? You're wearing two different socks.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Dude, am I
are
not...
You, are you
are
in
you
fourth grade?
I'm a child, bro.
You're 20 years old. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, fuck a sock, nigga. Who the fuck cares?
Dude, look at my socks. They match. Look at Ryan's socks. They match.
Oh, who fucking cares? They both socks, ain't they?
That's true. That's true. And also, I no one sees them. They're in your shoes. Well, I see him now because you're... He's actually elevated to the point of playing with both microphones with his feet.
He's using a hand and a foot for the one that's recording audio.
This is good fucking...
All right, look at the screen. This is literally what he's fucking...
Motherfucker.
Wait, look at me. That was cute. You looked
like, I'm like a monk. Oh, what position? What do you want?
Whatever. Just be you, man.
Yeah. Fuck your mom. And the pussy like icy hot. Did you take a photo?
I did.
Make sure.
Feel like I'm in a YouTube video right now.
Yeah. This feels like a highly hyper-edited YouTube video. Yeah. Like, talking to you in real life. Like, I feel like I'm watching, like, one of... Because your videos are so...
The funny bone is connected to the Adobe Premiere and After Effects bone, but it's also connected to my mouth and brain bone.
My brain bone.
It's the perfect combination.
I get some brain and eye bone.
Dude, I'll do it for you.
Dude, you're literally just rubbing the metal of the microphones together.
You have a camera that you can... Oh, you turned it off. I was about to...
Yeah, that's also what he does to all the girls he knows.
Turns them off?
Yeah, turns them off.
Turn them on.
No, you don't.
No, I get them dripping.
Mm-mm.
Do you?
Do you?
Potentially.
Potentially.
That's my answer.
Do you ask?
Huh?
He just randomly, like, hanging out with the girls, not even flirting, like, are you wet?
I think I smell it.
I just kind of like, be, it's like a pheromone
wrong.
Thing.
I could be wrong, but just I think
we
I kind of.
We do have anal pheromones, like that come out of our anus.
Because I'm actually lubricating right now, too.
I'm self-lubricating.
Yeah. Yeah, you dripping?
Yeah, man, I have a.
Is your mom actually going to listen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Both my moms listen.
Yeah, they listen to every episode.
So say hi to my mom.
Hello, mother.
There's say hi, no, there is no way that I'm interested to see what the mic noise does.
We should have, like, put him in a straitjacket.
I know!
This is my prime vibe.
His mouth isn't even speaking into it. It's just...
What? They'll pick it up.
Dude, you're supposed to be this far from the mic with these.
Not that close.
Yeah, close. Like, this is close.
If you look at the difference of our audio waves, you're at the very bottom.
It balances out, though, because he was loud earlier, so now it's quiet.
Yeah, okay. Just boost it. Boston Pizza.
Well, it's definitely going to boost those mic noises, too.
Oh, yeah. Give us a few more.
Can you smack them together a bit?
I'm done with it.
Don't smack them together, actually. That would be bad.
They're expensive mics.
See, I was
hoping. Playing with your asshole? With
I was hoping.
He is!
I'm not.
He's playing
with
that in my mouth.
He's playing
dude.
With, like, the bottom of his nutsack with
like,
his weed pen.
He's just, like, playing with it.
It's, like, the sensitive area, like, where it's, like, he can press it and it's, like, ooh, he's probably trying to give himself a fucking erection.
It's where a pussy would be. Yeah,
stop
getting an erection.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's
I was going to ask if I could hit that again.
You're toying with
you're
the bottom.
You're toying with your asshole right now.
Dude.
Why are you doing this?
He's like rubbing his like pussy ass or whatever the fuck.
Pussy ass.
Whatever the fuck he's
his
rubbing.
Bussy. Yep. Stop. It's turning me on.
His bussy. He's rubbing his bussy.
Dude, it makes me uncomfortable.
This is a good podcast. It's making me uncomfortable too.
Yo, mama's making me uncomfortable. What's your last name?
Sadiq.
Sadiq?
Yeah.
Both your parents are from Africa,
Sadiq
right?
These nuts.
Yeah, they are.
Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Sadiq these nuts?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Sadiq. Something about suck my dick, Sadiq. There's
Sadiq
something
my dick. Like an Italian.
Sadiq my dick.
Yeah.
Hey, Sadiq my dick and meatballs.
You're pretty.
Dude, you are smoking a lot of marijuana right now.
Am I?
Everyone's going to think, like, because just recently this month, there's been a lot of marijuana content on our channel. So be like, they've changed their stoners. No, it's just because it's April.
Well, I've always, like, I smoke weed.
Ryan's been smoking pot every day since before I met him.
Yeah, so.
Smoking pot. I've been smoking pan.
Well,
you look like you're asleep now.
I think he wants to sleep. Do you plan on sleeping here?
He slept at Layton's place, and now he'll sleep at our place. Do you want a blanket? Here's an Iron Giant blanket a fan sent us.
It's very comfortable. It's really nice
blanket.
You're
pretty epic, guys.
Thanks, man.
You're pretty epic too.
Yourself,
fuck
man.
You.
Okay. But if you want to go check out that, like...
No, man. I don't want to plug him because he has millions of subs and we don't even have 1 million, so there's no point to plug
him. That is true. He's much bigger, so
but
why
we have,
would we...
We do have a video that we all just did together because Cold Ones challenged us to do a bunch of internet challenges. And fair warning, if you watch it, there's a lot of puke in it. But for YouTube, we fully censor the... visuals and the sound of the puke, but yeah. Patreon, you'll see it uncensored. You'll see how much I truly fire hosed. But go check out 2Mad.
Follow 2Mad
on everything.
I just blanked out.
You were giving me a really like pissed off stare, and you were
No, I was just completely blanked out. When I made eye contact is when I noticed I was
like,
just staring.
Well, I was like, did I say something? Did I?
No, I was just.
Did I cut you off because you were just.
No. Is that? Man, I hate that. That's just what my face looks like if I'm just not thinking.
Wait,
about
it wasn't
much.
Just your normal flat expression. It was. This was more like a little like stern. It looked stern. Doing it again.
Am I?
Yeah.
That's just my face. Then
we gotta start pantsing. We should start sagging more. I love sagging. I like sagging to the point where my balls are out.
Sagging.
Yep.
So I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. Go check out Too Mad. Next week will be a nice, relaxing episode.
Maybe. What, dude?
Oh, well, we need Marisa to come on. She wants to come on next week.
Okay.
So we should get her. We got to do that over Discord, though.
Oh.
Meowrita!
No, they got to come here.
Mm-hmm. Fly over here from Germany. And if
you're lucky, bitch,
we'll do a podcast.
She better.
Yeah.
Or else.
Hey, what's 9 plus 10? Final question of the night. What's 9 plus 10? Answer the fucking question, dude. I'm not a police interrogator. Do I make you nervous?
He's holding your hand.
Yeah, he's holding my hand.
He's looking to you for support right now because he's too high to function in conversation.
It's 21. The answer was 21. I'm like sober.
Well, I mean, he's been ripping on it the whole time.
You've just been hitting it like it's a like.
He looks
a jewel.
Like you look like we should be wrapping you up in a sarcophagus.
Oh, that's another big S word on the
rotting
podcast.
I'm overdosing on
the rotting.
Overdosing on cum?
On semen.
How much cum would it take to kill you?
You just like inject it into your bloodstream, and I'm sure it'll kill you.
No,
nah, you'd be good.
I've done it. There is this millionaire that buys semen from sperm. Donation clinics, and he puts it in his cereal every morning because he's like, it's good for you, it's protein. It's like, all right, bro, well, you can also just eat like a fish fillet or like drink a protein
from
shake,
McDonald's,
like a tasty protein shake, instead of putting some random dude's semen in your cereal. But
why doesn't he just put his own semen in?
I don't,
maybe he just yolks into his
maybe
own.
Maybe he does get his own semen, too.
Dude. Imagine just yolking into your own cereal.
Wait, wake up, pour yourself a bowl of cereal, bust on, and knead it.
You're okay. See you, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.